I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Renee.
And you're listening to
the Working-ish Moms Podcast.
All right, guys, we're back.
Let's see what episode this
Fret
is.
No longer.
Clench your pearls.
We're pretty sure this is episode number 19, which is wild.
And we said we would do like milestone episodes anytime we wanted. So maybe 20 will be a new milestone episode. Because that's what we decide.
Because that's it. That is a milestone.
Wait. Okay, yeah, this is 19. Lucky number 19. And we're both wearing prison pants and we didn't even know it.
No.
I'm sure that's not look at her legs and look at mine.
Who doesn't, like, are we not wearing prison pants at this point?
I don't think so. I don't think it's like, well, I don't know, because they're everywhere, actually.
Yeah. It's funny, I was at Off the Hook, which now it just seems like I'm always at Off
when?
The Hook, but I'm not, on last Friday. And I had,
always forget to check your location.
So I went to Frontera Mexican restaurant by us.
What night was this?
This was Friday night, last Friday
Why
night.
Why were we having, oh, the night you went to karaoke?
No, that was the week before.
Wow.
No, we went out with friends.
You were living life.
And the kids. So we,
okay,
another family.
Yep.
Shout out to Erin. Hey. Hey, girl.
Hey, Erin.
We had so much fun. Yeah, we went to Frontera and then we went to Off the Hook and this woman, I'm getting ice cream for the boys and this woman's like, she looks at my sweatpants and she says to her friend, I told my husband not to wear sweatpants out, but maybe I was wrong. It is kind of chilly. And I'm like,
to your face?
No, she said it to her friend that she was
with. Oh,
but I think she was like,
sweatpants?
Oh, someone else, look at Cheryl. Someone else is wearing sweatpants.
You.
Homeless.
But I feel like it's the new, it's coming back.
It is. Sneakers, sweatpants, sweatshirts.
I know.
T-shirts.
We're so gonna thrive this winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aren't we already?
I mean, I'm not starting off too hot.
No, I'm
Sickness
not.
Sickness is coming back. What's wrong with you?
Well, I literally just left my house to my son telling me that he hated me and I was a loser with the L-shaped hand.
Oh, that's coming back also,
and he also
with the
hit
prison
me.
Pant. I know you're not talking about Otis.
I'm talking about Otis. He was so mean.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And you know what set him off?
Hadley?
No. For once, no. He goes,
how do you think I got this?
He's like running and they're just funny, like,
yeah,
characters. And he's like, hey, mommy. He's across the room. I was like, what? He goes, chicken butt. And he starts laughing. And I start laughing.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't think chicken butt's funny?
Correct.
Training my kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he just trips out of nowhere. Like, didn't trip over anything. Just falls.
Did you laugh?
I laughed even harder.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's funnier than chicken butt is someone getting hurt.
For no reason. Cause.
And you know that they're not really hurt.
Yes.
So then he, like, immediately gets embarrassed. And for him, embarrassment is, like, fear and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Which turned into an explosion of feelings.
A funny moment just turned into, like.
And I was trying to, like, hype him up a little bit. I'm like, buddy, I was, like, laughing at the chicken butt thing. And then you fell. And you're not hurt, though, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I hate you, loser. And I was like, holy shit. We just went from, like,
having fun.
Such a high,
mm-hmm,
to, like.
Have they ever said, I hate you before?
Only Otis has. He goes for the jugular when he gets mad. It, like, yeah, I hate it.
That, like, and what do you say? Just, like.
I'm just, like, honestly, you don't even know, like, what that means. And you're lucky.
Like, yeah. Because, like, he's just trying to say something, like, mean, but
like, I always say, like, I know you're upset right now.
Yeah.
I know you don't hate me. It's like, yes, I do.
Like, you're a loser.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, you can go hate me in your room by yourself. Like, you shouldn't be around people you hate. So why don't you go upstairs?
What did he say?
I mean, he, like, will argue with me, but, like, just on the top of his lungs, though. Like, it comes from, like, the depths within. He's like, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So do you punish him?
For a second, because I also, like, it's the end of the day. I want him to know it's not okay to talk to me like that. And it's also not okay to put his hands on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, he goes, he sits on the stairs or in his room for a little bit, and then I go talk to him, which he can't cool
He
off.
can't come. How long does it take him?
I mean, he could last all day.
No.
Yeah, but I just like, I have such a soft spot for him because, like, I want to be acting like that at the end of the day. And I
But
know
he's
sometimes.
also so sweet. So it's like when he does act like that, it's like,
Yeah, no,
oh,
there's a
don't
reason
mean
for
it.
it. It's like he's embarrassed. He's exhausted. Yeah. So it just hurts my soul.
I know. Especially it's
And
like you guys are joking 1 minute and the next minute he's like flipping you off.
well, Rob's mom always said that Rob was exactly the same way.
Really?
Yeah, and she was like, the thing that I didn't do that you guys do is like I walked on eggshells with Rob. And I'm like, yeah, I can tell.
I love that we have one more thing to blame Rob for. Perfect. Add it to the
Well, like
list.
he'll even like be like
So when is he, when he,
cringing, and he's like, "That's so me when I was his
I
age." Like
was going
he
to say, when
knows.
Otis is like that, does he try to, like, is he strict or are you more strict?
We both like in those situations we're pretty both like,
You guys are on the same page.
yeah. But like I also feel like it just cuts Rob deeper than it does me, because I'm like the coolest person you'll ever know.
You're like, I'm actually not a loser, Otis.
Yeah, but I also spend so much time with him.
Yeah.
So for like Otis to be like that to Rob, he's like, wow.
Rob takes it to heart.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, he does, and until he like can actually get himself out of his own feelings, because I'm like, don't let him do that to you.
You're like, he's a little shit.
Yeah, like don't let him talk to you like that.
Yeah, you have to. One
Yeah.
has to be like that.
Yeah, so it's easier for me because I'm always with him. And I'm
Yeah.
like, I just gave you the best day ever. Like,
Yeah.
do you hear Hadley?
Yeah, her
Is that
cough.
Hadley? Oh
Yeah, it's like
my.
a goose.
It's like croupy.
Yeah, it has some phlegm to it though. Yeah, our house started getting sick, which was like bound to happen. Started with Grant. He's on the thing that Nixon has, right? The nebulizer.
Yeah.
So he did that 3 times a day and he was on a steroid. And then whatever he had, he passed it along to Hadley. Hadley never gets it too long, though. I always joke with Kyle that, like, sickness just can't stay in her body. It's like, get me out of
Yeah.
here.
Bad enough.
Yeah. So it's like hers has just been like a quick cold. And then because they're like sneezing on me and like I'm getting Hadley dressed and she coughs directly into my mouth, I woke up the other day and I started feeling a tingle in my lip and I knew I was getting a cold sore. And the next day I was sick. And every time I get sick, I get a cold sore. Herpes.
To the phone, like, I know someone's gonna say it. I know you're all thinking
That's
it. Herpes.
it's exactly right. It's herpes, assholes.
Everyone's like, jeez.
I thought Hadley beat you. I didn't know it was herpes. But I no, we Kyle and I both get it. He'll kill me. He hasn't had one in so long. But we get like these, they're like horse pills. They're the biggest pills ever from our doctor. And like an ointment, not like that $25 Abreva shit that you can get from CVS. It's like real ointment. And I try to like load up on that. No matter what I do, I'm just going to get one. And my throat just feels like every time I swallow, there's like knives scratching it. So not the best in the Jones household. But aside from that, I know I always say it, but I haven't seen you.
Every Saturday.
That's not enough. Now that I know
I
you're
know.
gallivanting around to Frontera and off the hook and wherever the hell else you are going.
Yeah, I have no idea where I'm going, what I'm doing, who I am, where I am.
Well, it sounds like you've been having fun.
Yeah, I think that, like, well, tomorrow night I'm going out to dinner with my friend Caitlin.
Yes, you told me.
And then Rob will be away this weekend. We are going to a Mexican restaurant in Fall River. Morgan's Cantina.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
It's so cool. It's like, look at this interior.
Ooh.
It's like fancy.
That's so cute.
It's really cute. The bar is cute. The drinks are really good. The food's good.
Oh my God.
So right on the water. Yeah.
Well, that's a little girl's night for you because Rob's leaving.
Rob's leaving. Yeah. And Caitlin and I, like, we're like, let's plan dinner.
Yeah.
Weeks in advance and put it on the calendar.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Are you excited for Rob to leave?
No. Rob's going to the Ryder Cup for work. Rob's obsessed with golf, and it's like every guy's
Yeah, I had no idea dream. What it was.
I still don't really know what it is. It makes me think of Cars, the movie.
I've never seen Cars.
It's like what Lightning McQueen wins when like he's racing. It's a Ryder Cup, or like what the race is called.
But I think this is like the Masters, but smaller.
Who cares?
You're right about that. But I only knew because Kyle told me. And he was like, Rob's going to the, was it Riders?
Ryder Cup.
I was like, what does that mean to me? I was like, you know, you're telling me? Like, I don't give a shit.
He told me and it didn't stick. And then someone was like,
Rob's leaving for 6 days.
Rob's going to the Ryder Cup? And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Oh my God.
And now I've been seeing it like
So where's online. He, when does he leave?
Friday.
And comes back?
Sunday.
All right.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
No. But it's just like, I feel like we have no time. Like this is my like.
With Rob?
With anything. Like no personal, not working time.
Yeah.
Like it's just very minimal. And when we do
it goes
like,
by in 2 seconds.
Okay, dinner. Okay, this. Okay, bath. Mm-hmm. Bed. Like put myself to bed.
Yeah.
It's very like planned out. So it does kind of suck that it's on the weekend, but I know he's going to love it. So I'm glad that he gets to go. I'm glad it's not like a training somewhere where he like doesn't feel recharged at all when he gets back. And I'm like trying to like hold it down.
What time does he get back Sunday? Late?
He has an early ferry. So probably like midday.
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should do something, just the two of you, Sunday.
Yeah, maybe. It's my dad's birthday. So.
Mark.
I know, it's just like there's so many things.
I know. You'll never get away from it.
Yeah. It's like I try to remind myself. It's like all good things, but like it just things add up and it makes me feel like I'm always like tomorrow or like maybe later tonight. And then one of the kids like.
Yeah, something happened.
I have to go to the walk-in, you know, and it's like, oh, I, like, thought I was going to be able to, like, even tomorrow, it's like, I never hold my breath for anything because I'm just like, okay, like, this is planned, but, like, if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world.
Oh, that's a good attitude to have.
Is it? Cause, yeah, because like, me, I'm
like, I didn't believe this.
I knew that wasn't happening.
Yeah. Even when my mind, when I know it could go south, I always act like I never knew. It's like the worst news in the world. And Kyle's always like the voice of reason. He's like, why are your expectations so high? And I'm like, I don't know.
One time, I'll like never fucking forget this. I like just had Griffin. Like he's like on this little like boppy on the side of me and I made myself a salad. It was, I think Rob was on paternity leave and I wasn't working. And so like made us both salads and like I make mine very specific. Like, I like different vegetables than Rob does. Like, he douses his with dressing and cheese. So, it's not like this could have been fixed. So, I sit down and, like, I don't know if it was a pillow or something on my lap. But anyway, it was on my lap and somehow it fell off. Like, the whole fucking salad. Like,
it was pushed like, me right over the edge.
There was, like, avocado on it. Like, or guacamole. Like, something where it was like all the things and it was perfectly made, like perfect balance of the seeds and the dressing and like all the so goodness. Healthy too.
Yeah.
And so it dropped and I was like, this is why I can't be healthy.
somebody get me a burger.
I'm like, and then I just started crying.
Yeah.
And like rage cleaning up.
Yeah.
And Rob was like, it's okay. I'm going to make you a new one. And I was like, don't bother.
Yeah.
Like, I just was so mad. I, like, you know, when you just like snap and you're just like, I'm not even fucking hungry.
Yeah.
Like, that just took so much effort for me to like try to like eat a certain way.
Yeah.
And now it's ruined.
I'm not doing that again.
I'm never recreating that salad.
I'm never eating healthy again.
Never.
And here,
like,
we are.
Yeah. I honestly feel like he and I have never talked about that moment because it was just so much.
Like, yeah.
And like my hormones were raging. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel myself because I like just had a baby.
Of course.
And like obviously it was Rob's fault because he was in the room and he was enjoying his salad.
Exactly. And he
that I
at
also
you.
Made.
Mm-hmm.
So
add that to the list.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it, but we have a really long Rob
we
list.
We do.
But other than that, 'tis the season.
Yeah. What are you excited for fall?
So I don't know if you do this. This might come as a shock to everyone because I love decorating and I love Christmas. I don't give a shit about fall. I have no fall decor. Like, no pumpkins, no, like, I have an apple candle that I burn. That is the extent of it.
Wow.
But, like, I'm not, like, you know, putting signs out that's like, it's fall, y'all. You know, those, what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? But I like fall in general, but, like, I don't know. I just want it because it, like, gets me to Christmas, you mm-hmm. know? But it's fine.
Yeah, I only really decorate for Christmas.
Oh. But I'm not surprised because you don't really, like,
I don't want bins of shit in my basement or anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised about that. But Christmas, you do.
We'll paint pumpkins. Like, I might do that with the kids this weekend. Just like as a, I don't know, something.
Something. Yeah. That's normal. And then do your kids know what they want to be for Halloween?
No. And we need to have that conversation. And nothing like putting pressure on me, but like, they both said that they want to make their costumes this year because...
What? Why? And what kid says that?
Because those are the kids that win the Halloween contest. And they've, like, picked up on that.
Well, that's not fair.
I was like, well, good luck. Just let me know what supplies you need.
What are they... So, but they don't know?
No.
Now, do you and Rob dress up?
No.
Oh.
Do you?
We have every year.
Wow.
We do, like, a theme.
Like, with the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know if we are this year. Is that funny? Is that wild? Have you not seen my photos?
Picture Kyle.
Oh, yeah. He does the bare minimum. I mean, he is such a trooper. Like, one year, Hadley was Cinderella. Grant was Gus Gus. You know, the fat little mouse. Yeah. I was the fairy godmother, and Kyle was the prince. And
did he wear a wig?
No, he literally wears like a prince shirt and like his baseball hat. Like, he just wears like whatever just to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing
like Prince is in the singer, or
no,
that would have been funny.
This year it was supposed to be Grant wants to be Buzz or Woody. He keeps going back and forth, and
he definitely needs to be Woody. He even has like the haircut, kind of.
See? So he'll do like something like that. And then Grant wanted to be Mario, so Kyle is Luigi.
That's so cute.
So we'll do like little things like that. Like, Kyle and I will do like the bare minimum for it.
That's not bare minimum. That's like a full costume.
Who?
You both. You and Kyle.
The Luigi one? They're just shirts.
I know, but still, that like looked legit.
Wait, hold on. It was on my Instagram. Yeah, no, he's just wearing jeans with a sweatshirt.
Guys, look it.
Oh.
That's legit. Oh, now they saw your Shein order.
No, I don't have one. So stay tuned if we're going to do a Toy Story themed Halloween.
I mean, I'll probably be trick-or-treating with you, so I'll know.
That's IRL. Right. This might be my first Mattapoisett trick-or-treating extravaganza.
Experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so make it worthwhile, just so I'll want to come back for more, you know?
So basically show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But now Griffin's going to be old enough where, like, he can, like,
trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't even think of
that.
So
cute.
That is cute. That's
the first thing I thought of, was that little peanut like going up to the door.
He's just gonna be like
stuffing his face with candy all night. I was just gonna say,
yeah, he's definitely just gonna want every, he loves sugar.
I know. Mm-hmm. Who cares? He's so cute.
No, it's fine. It's just like at 2 years old, they get obsessed and they like, their eyes are on the prize.
I know.
So it can be very
trying. Do you do apple picking?
We did when Keith's was open. It was like an orchard and a Acushnet.
Yep.
And it is now a land preservation, so they don't do any sort of like commercial.
I know. Isn't that operations. Horrible?
No, it's not.
That we don't have Keith's anymore to go apple picking.
I thought you meant that it turned into a land trust.
No,
I was like,
but I mean, like, it was such a fun.
Yeah, no, like, it was like a nice experience.
They have like other ones, but like, they're not the same, and they're far.
Yeah, there's one in Rochester that's cute. I'll probably bring the kids this weekend to go.
Really?
Fieldstone has great pumpkins right now, so maybe I'll do a little like fall.
Yeah, I usually do apples and. September, but I haven't. And then October, we do Silverbrook Farm every year. Have you ever been there?
Where is that?
In Acushnet.
I feel like I have.
It's so cute. Because like a farm, you walk around, you see the animals, you get to pick a pumpkin. They have like apple cider donuts. They have cornhole. Mm-hmm. They have like a little tractor ride. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. So we usually do that. And do you like scary movies?
No, I hate being scared. Like, I don't mind people, like, jumping up and scaring me. I think it's funny, but, like, and I love scaring people.
I know.
But I hate scary movies. Like, again, I just feel like I'm on an edge all day, every day. That, like, I just, like, want to chill, you know?
I don't mind a little thrill in a show. Like a psychological thriller.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Just...
I kind of would want to watch a scary movie with you, though.
Rob loves scary movies. So maybe you could watch one with him.
Maybe. But I know this has nothing to do with it, but I do know. Did you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I only watched the first episode.
That's okay. The second one just came out yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. I also felt like I could pinpoint who was going to be good and who wasn't. However, Jennifer... Oh. Jen Affleck?
Yeah, from Mormon Wives?
Yeah, she's just had a baby. Way better than what I thought she was going to be.
Yeah, they're all really, really good.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Helena, is that?
Hilaria
Baldwin. Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I also watched...
their reality show?
Oh. No, I didn't watch their reality show. I watched the Nader Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Forget what it's called.
Love Thy Nader.
Love Thy Nader. And Gleb was on it. Mm-hmm. Who dances with...
Hilaria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I like can't help but to be like, oh, they're definitely hooking up.
No, she's married to Alec. She's like obsessed with him.
Okay.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Alec is in the audience with their 7 kids.
And he looked so unamused. And how about like, he was like... You remind me, every time I look at you, I think you're my dad. The host.
Oh, yeah, like, the judge.
Yeah, and
Derek,
he's like.
I know.
Like, why'd you say that? Like, you look just like my dad.
I know. I don't know why he said that. And then it pans over to him, and I'm like, all right, let's move on.
Yeah, he's like, there were, like, his 12 kids. Like, you think that he has, like, patience for you to say shit like that?
He's not a parent yet, so I feel like maybe he just, like, doesn't get it. He's expecting, so.
Oh, I don't think that makes you a parent. I think that he truly thought that Alec Baldwin looked like his dad, and he just, like, blurted it out. And then once it panned to him and everyone saw that he was, like, unamused by the whole thing, like, he did not even smirk.
No, crack a smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, come on. Like, she was so good. I'm sure this isn't easy for you to, like...
I know.
Because she's at home. Like,
yeah.
Always posting on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know what she's doing every single second of every single day. She's, like, doing yoga with her 12 kids.
Absolutely. She looks insane, too.
No, I mean, she's gorgeous, and she has a great body. But I would, too, if I had a personal chef and all the time in the world and nannies. And not saying that she has all – I mean, I'm just assuming.
Yeah, they do have help on the show. She was like, we have seven kids. Like, of course we have help. But I believe that she loves cooking and like loves the kitchen. And like, I don't know about the private chef. I can look into it and get back
Thanks.
to
I really
you. But I was
appreciate
so
it.
excited
In my
that you watched
mind,
that.
that's why she's thin and I'm not, you know?
She's also like super, super thin with like huge fake boob. You know what I mean? So it's not like she's like the ideal, not ideal, but it's not like she's like what you strive to be like health-wise. She's so, so, so tiny.
I'm just saying, like, to have seven children and to be able to like work out and eat right and,
I
you
know.
know, keep up with your hair and wear makeup and
Yeah.
speak 12 languages. I don't know why 12 keeps on coming to me, but
Play the number.
okay.
Play the number. Yeah,
Like,
I get it.
I don't know. And then you're
Yeah.
posting on social media. It's like, I don't know. It seems like she has a lot of energy.
She
I'm sure she
does.
has help,
Yeah.
but like, it's
Like, give
also
some
like
to us.
automatically, I think, like, if I did that to, not did that to Rob, but like, if Rob and I were in that situation where all of a sudden Dancing with the Stars was like, Kelsey, we want you on the show. And I was like, all right, Rob, like, I should do
Yeah.
this. Like, I should do this. This would be good for all of us. And Rob's like, yeah, I agree. Like, we'll figure it out. And all of a sudden, Rob's coordinating sitters and dinners and, you know, like, literally,
Yeah.
your life is so different. Like, even she could coordinate all of it. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you're still there, the one, like, managing and
Doing
dealing.
everything.
And
Yeah.
yeah. So, like, I'm sure it's been, like, a shock to his
But I
system.
think after like everything that he just went through with like that lawsuit and like court and her staying by his side, I think it was like, you go do this for you. Sure, it wasn't,
Hopefully, I
yeah.
hope so.
But it's a good season if anybody's watching.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that you are.
I know. It was like a random Rob's like, do you want to watch? And I was like, did Renee text you? He's like, no,
Did Renee
why?
put you up to
I'm
this?
like, I don't know. She's like obsessed with Dancing with the Stars. And like, she's asked me probably five times if I'm going to watch. And I've said no. And so he's like,
Here we
well,
are.
let's do it then.
I
And like,
love
it really
that.
was. It was good. So
Yeah.
yeah, we'll keep watching.
Amazing.
But can I tell you what else I'm excited for the
Yeah.
fall? UGGs. Have you re-upped yet? Or are your UGGs in good shape?
No, my Uggs are in good shape because I got the ones that I got last year, my platform slide and Uggs.
Okay, I didn't get slides. I got the like short.
Platform?
Yeah. Like, but it goes all the way around.
Like, you need to be any taller than me.
I know.
But no, I don't need to re-up, but I'm so excited for Uggs.
Comfier clothes.
Look at us.
Comfier.
Look at us.
Even comfier, though.
What is comfier than prison pants and a t-shirt?
Like, maybe not wearing a bra and getting away with it because we have a sweatshirt on.
God, do
Preach!
you? God, are you speaking my language? Let's start right now. No, just kidding.
I'm not wearing one. Beat ya. I'm kidding. I am.
Like, let me see.
Foliage.
Cute.
New Hampshire.
I mean, what is that to me? I don't have a house in New Hampshire. Are you inviting me?
Yeah.
I mean, now we're talking. I
I
don't think
know,
I've
but
been to New
like,
Hampshire once, but
I feel like Kyle fucked this up because he's off on Sundays. So then we'd have to like go up Friday to Saturday and be home either Sunday morning or just stay over one night.
are you talking about me and you going alone?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never slept out since I've maybe one time for a wedding. I've never
Oh
slept
no, I
alone.
meant with the kids too.
Oh.
Cause like he's working Saturday, unless I guess he took the day off
Oh
Friday and Saturday off.
my
Anyway, we'll
God.
figure it out.
Yeah, but
Logistics.
that would be so fun. But I
Yeah.
guess like New Hampshire, I mean, good for you, but it doesn't mean anything to me. But it's good for you that you're excited.
Well, I'm just saying that's what fall means to me in
Okay.
a nutshell. And like cute little farms with pumpkins and like I don't care about the pumpkin spice shit. Like I do like pumpkin
I
flavor, but I
don't.
like real pumpkin. Like have you had like real pumpkin cookies?
No, I hate pumpkin.
I like pumpkin pie. My mom makes these wicked good pumpkin cookies. Mom, put it on your radar. If you don't already have the ingredients, please get it. She also makes this pumpkin bread. I have the recipe for that. I make it. The boys love it. And pumpkin muffins that I also make.
Wow.
Yeah. There's actually some on my counter right now, but it's from a box. Still good.
Yeah, that means nothing to me except
same.
Just like yumminess, you know? But I don't like the taste of pumpkin. I actually hate it. So,
like real pumpkin or like the pumpkin flavor?
Pumpkin flavor.
Okay.
Just anything pumpkin, I don't like.
Do you like cinnamon? Do you
like
clove? Because usually, like, sometimes clove is
like, I'm more like apple. Like, I like the apple cider donuts. I like apple cider.
Yeah,
I
like
like the apple. I like apple cinnamon bread. So, I'm more like that type of fall as opposed to the pumpkin. But I always get jealous of like the ones that love pumpkin and they get their pumpkin coffee because I know they're so excited. And I'm like, oh, I wish I liked it because I know that there's so many good options for it. But it's like gross to me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like the artificial any flavor I don't like.
Yeah.
Personally.
But we do the Jack-o'-lantern spectacular at Roger Williams. Have you ever done that?
No.
That's so fun.
I've heard really great things about it.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. We do Boo at the Zoo at Buttonwood.
I've never done that, but I've wanted to. I just feel like time-wise, like they close at 4. Maybe they
– Yeah, but it's every Saturday and every Sunday for like 5 weeks.
Yeah, going to do it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the zoo this weekend with the boys, Buttonwood Zoo this weekend.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Their new little play area has opened.
I want to see that.
I need to see it.
You should do that.
They're going to have so much fun.
My sister, she doesn't live far. She lives like 15, 20 minutes away. But they go trick-or-treating in their area, vice versa. But we want the kids to be together. So every year we take them to Boo at the Zoo
at Glenwood
together so they can trick-or-treat. But that is such a cute event too. So I like all those things. Pumpkin related, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Hocus Pocus is such a good one.
So good. That's in our house a lot. And like the kids really love it. Yeah. And Hadley will just go, sisters. And she gets so excited. But yeah, Uggs and sweatshirts and all that. I want it all.
And I was talking to someone that I work with and she was like, isn't it crazy how Uggs are back in? She's like, I remember like when they first came out, like years ago, like when we were in junior high and high school, like Uggs like just hit the market.
Yeah.
They were cool.
Did they leave?
They went for a lull, but like our generation,
we never stopped.
We never stopped loving them. And now this
new generation,
Gen Z,
yeah,
is like loving Uggs again. And it's like, guys, we fucking told you.
Yeah.
Like just fucking listen to us.
I know, but don't listen to us about the low rise jeans. I don't want that. I don't want that back.
Yeah. Listen, when I get a tummy tuck, I'm wearing low rise.
Oh, when we get tummy tucks, it's over for you bitches.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Gen Z, I went to Nascatucket Vineyard on Sunday.
Yes. Were there Gen Zs there?
No.
Oh.
People my age.
Okay.
They had a wicked cute craft fair.
Yes.
I think they're doing it like once a month. Anyway, that's not where I'm going with this. Where I'm going is I got a glass of wine and she was like, can I have your ID? A lot of places, it's like you have to scan it in order to like give a beverage. Like if you go to the liquor store, they scan it. They don't even like really look at it. It's like whatever, state law. I don't even know.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. And so she looks at it. She doesn't even scan it. She looks at it and she goes, you're literally my same age. And I was like, oh. And she goes, well, I look old.
Did she?
And I go, what? No, you don't. And she goes, I just carded you thinking that you weren't 21. And I was like, no, you didn't. She goes, yeah, I did. And she was like, what would you like? And then, so she was like, kind of.
She thought you were 20?
I don't know. I mean, or younger. I mean, who knows?
Honestly, you're right. She probably thought you were like 17.
So I see my sister-in-law.
She's like, honey, where's your mommy?
My sister-in-law is there. My friend, another friend's there. And I told them the story and they would go, whoa, you got carded? And I was like, yeah, did you? And they were like, no. And I go, shut the fuck up. And again, I was in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I don't know. I think I was wearing my slides. And I was like, yeah, it's because I'm dressed like I'm freaking 15 in high school.
No, when someone gives you a
And
compliment,
I had no makeup on. I was like, is that the key? Like, just.
looking tired and like a bum, that's gotta be
No
it.
makeup.
Let me try it tomorrow. I'm sure I'll have the same exact
Yeah,
story.
good point, good point.
That's actually so good. That's like, I love when moments like that happen. They ha that hasn't happened to me, but like a Gen Z, the one.
I mean, I have to tell everyone. I haven't told enough people. I don't even think I told Rob.
You should post it.
You really should.
Yeah. Remember back in the day on Facebook, you just tell everybody everything.
Yeah.
Going to the grocery store, like, you're
No one
embarrassing.
cares.
Just go on Facebook and tell everybody this story.
Yeah.
Just post that and that's it.
Okay.
You
Tag
know?
Nascatucket. I don't want her to
Exactly. We
feel
had
bad.
no shame back then. The shit that I would post on my Facebook, I want to crawl into a
Going to the
hole.
gym for a little. Just need everyone to know.
BRB.
GTL. That's what I posted so many. Like, we thought it was so funny because
Oh,
of
Jim Jan Laundry.
Jersey
Oh my
Shore.
God, I know. And they just celebrated 15 years.
Wild.
I know. But yeah. All right. Anything else fall?
No. But there is something that's keeping me alive right now.
Hey.
It's Miss Rachel slash TV. Griffin's like finally interested in TV.
Okay.
So it's really helping me in the evenings.
I remember those days where,
There's like a switch, and you're just like,
yes.
now I still have two others that are either hate me or think I'm a loser,
Right.
but
But you were carded, so they can go screw off.
yeah, but I'm just the babysitter, so I keep
Next
on
time
reminding
Otis
them,
tries
your
to
mother
check
will be
you,
home soon.
just be like, listen, you little shit. I was carded yesterday. I am not a loser. You're a loser.
You don't even have an ID to show.
You have no idea who your mom is. Well, that's good. I remember Miss Rachel being a light in my life for a little bit. Thank
It's
God.
been
That's
great. Anyway,
amazing.
all right, ready to move on
I
to
am.
something a little punchier.
As always. Okay, anyways, yeah. Let's get the goings going on.
All right, so we're gonna play Would You Rather. And I told Renee to come up with a bunch of would you rathers in general. And
Yeah.
like, this can just be like,
But it's mom version.
it's, yes. You're like, did I get it right?
No, because if it's not, I'm going to be
It's
pissed.
mom version.
Okay.
So, would you rather hear mom 100 times in a row or hear your partner say, relax, I'll handle it, but then not handle it?
Oh my God.
Is it really that hard?
It's like the same thing. Because no matter what, no, I'd rather not hear mom 1,000 times a day.
And you'd rather.
Oh, but if I choose, no matter what, I'm gonna hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was going to be my thing. Like, no
Okay.
matter what, I'm going to hear mom
Yeah.
100 times or more.
No matter what.
So, but like, they're also kids. So, like, just do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. You want to do tit for tat, or you want to do?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Hit me.
Would you rather have your child repeat everything you say to anyone at any time? Do you have that one?
No.
Oh. Or never be allowed to pee alone again.
Never be allowed to pee alone again.
Me
I'm
too.
not allowed to pee alone, whether it's Rob or one of the kids or even the dog. I'm like,
Yeah.
get the fuck out of
But it's like
here.
forever, though.
Yeah. If that's literally my reality. I had too many kids and I will always have an animal. And
Yeah.
Rob also is codependent,
Me too.
so he's always like, are you gonna be long in there? Like,
Can I
why
just
do you
come
need
in
to
and.
know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm clearly on my phone peeing for
Right.
10 minutes.
It's
Leave me
like, what are you
alone.
doing in there? Like,
Yeah.
come watch. Stop asking me. Come take a look-see.
And just pretend I'm not here.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather forget picture day or forget it's pajama day and send your kids in full dress clothes?
Would I rather forget it's picture day or what?
Or forget it's pajama day and send your kids in full dress clothes.
Oh, forget that it send them in full dress clothes.
Really?
Yeah, because Hadley wouldn't care.
Oh, that it was PJ day?
Yeah, because I feel like for picture day, she'd be like, it's picture day and I didn't get to pick the dress I wanted to wear. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she would care more about that.
My kids would so care about it being pajama day.
And they miss
and
it.
And not give a fuck about picture day.
Because you have boys.
They also, like, what they choose for picture day is, like, you the let most them pick ragamuffin still? Stuff. Yeah.
Even for picture day?
Yeah.
Do you get them pictures?
No. They still go, though. And they literally still have them take photos. But I just started doing that the past year.
Oh, okay.
So, like, last year is the first full year I didn't get pictures.
Are you going to do them this year?
No.
All right.
I started a new tradition with myself, so no.
No pictures. Got it. Okay. Would you rather listen to Baby Shark on repeat for 24 hours or have to sit through a Blippi marathon?
Blippi.
Yeah. Both are my personal hell, but... I guess I would choose Blippi also.
Okay, would you rather clean up vomit at 2 a.m. or change an explosive diaper in a public restroom with no wipes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Kelsey, I don't do vomit. I will throw up.
Okay.
It makes me very, very nauseous. The smell of it, the looks, everything. It's pretty bad. I would rather be in a restroom with, like, getting paper towels and just using my hands.
Hoping for the best. Yeah. Okay, I would rather clean up vomit.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the chunks? I'm not talking bile.
If I have the supplies to do it, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I can't do that. Would you rather have a glam squad every day? Every day you can get glammed up, but no child care. Or a full-time nanny and you just have to get yourself ready every day? Now that I say it out loud.
Full-time nanny for sure.
Yeah, same.
Because it's like you can... Kind of like have it be whatever you want, to. Like yeah. Whether it be getting ready or like being with the kids.
And if you have a nanny, you can take 3 hours and glam if that's what you need to do.
Right.
Okay.
Would you rather have glitter spill all over your house or slime stuck in your carpet forever?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Do you know what I call glitter? I said it before.
Devil's dust.
I love that you know that. Oh my God. Devil's dust or...
Slime in your carpet forever.
Oh my God. Can I just get all the glitter out with like a vacuum?
Yeah.
I guess I'll choose the devil's dust because slime, that's just like, I have to get a new carpet and right. I'm spending money. Do you same. Agree?
Yeah.
Okay. We're on the same page for that. Would you rather go to a toddler's birthday party where you know absolutely no one or host one for your kid where every mom that you've ever avoided has RSVP'd yes?
Ugh.
My worst nightmare.
I guess go to a toddler's birthday because I can leave whenever I want. And
you don't know anyone.
That's okay. I'm fine in those situations.
Okay.
And I end up talking to the kids more than I do the adults.
Right. You'll like sit at the kids' table and eat pizza with them. Good idea.
Just like, okay, I'm going to hang with you guys. Is that okay? I don't know anyone. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, okay. Your mom's weird.
Yeah.
And a loser.
Okay, good one.
Okay. Would you rather be late to everything but look put together or be on time to everything but look like a hot mess?
Be on time.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, Because if you're late, what I'm doing right now.
Right. And if you're late and you look like all decked out, it's more embarrassing that it's like you're late just because you had to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why? Agreed. I agree. Would you rather be stuck in a conversation with a Pinterest mom or like an earthy, crunchy essential oils mom?
Be stuck where?
In a conversation, like a never-ending conversation.
I could handle either. I like if people are talking about something that I don't really like get down with them, like I'm just not into that.
Like you say that out loud. Yeah.
Like if people are like, oh, like, I don't know, the newest this or that, or like, have you heard of this? I'm like, I never go shopping. I'm not like, that's just
so not, you kinda like shut it down.
What kind of life I live right now.
Right.
Yeah. And like if they're talking about essential oils or like whatever, that's like too much. That's not my thing. I'm like, yeah.
You lost me.
Not my world.
Yeah.
It's just like not the world I live in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's okay to say.
Yeah.
But like also if I'm interested in that world, then I'll ask some questions.
Yeah.
But if I know what that world is and I know I don't want to be in it,
not
that's
mine.
Not my thing.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people actually, I think, respect that. Like they know to like.
And it's also not fake.
Yeah.
You know, to be in a conversation with someone, because I've had that before where I talk about something and they're like, yeah, totally. And then I'm like, I kind of change a little bit. They're like, oh yeah, true. It's like, do you have an opinion?
Mm-hmm.
You know, say how you feel.
Yeah.
If you're not into it, you're not into
it. Yeah, definitely. I totally agree.
Well, you know, because like we're not like that, you know?
Yeah.
You and I can talk and be like, oh no, it's not really like my thing.
Mm-hmm.
More fun that way.
Or offensive, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you.
Okay, this is like my nightmare.
Oh my god.
Okay, would you rather say you too when someone says bye?
Oh god, this is the worst.
Or have your kid call you your first name in front of everyone?
I would rather my kid call me my first name. The other one will just, like, I'll stay up late and it will haunt me.
Why did I do that?
Right.
I hate me.
Or it's, like, I think I went to Walgreens one time and the girl there was, like, talking about, like, working late. And then she ended it, oh, like, and I'm stuck here all night on top of that. And I'm, like, same. I'm like, hi.
Or like,
but I didn't mean like same. I just meant like, oh, like I like that would suck. Yeah. But I was just like, same. I'm stuck here too. And then I'm like, all right, bye. Exiting is the worst for me. It's like,
or like when someone's like doing something so shitty, and they're like, "Well, have a good night," and you're like, "You too," and you're like, "They're not gonna have a good night, Kelsey."
No,
they're like stuck in the in a emergency room, like waiting for the doctor to like come.
Yeah,
like,
and you're like, good luck. Yeah, those are the worst. But it's like, that's why it's leaving. There's no good exit except just being like, I don't know how to end this, so bye. Like, I wish we could say that.
Yeah,
it's, yeah.
When I brought Griffin to the walk-in on Monday morning.
Oh yeah.
And there was this older woman. She was so sweet and like loved Griffin. She was in the waiting room. I don't know what was wrong with her, but obviously I told her all about Griffin was wrong with him.
Yeah.
And so on our way out, her husband came and picked her up, and she was outside and we were just leaving. She's like, is he okay? And I was like, yeah, he's fine. Everything came back okay because he was walking with a limp, and I wanted to get him an x-ray. And I was like, how about you? Are you going to live another day? And, like, she's elderly. Like, why?
She's like, no, I have a brain tumor.
So not funny, but, like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, why did you say that, Kelsey?
No, that is so true. Like, it's like you get in the car and you're like. It's just so relatable. There's no good exit. It's the worst. Just don't like, say anything.
You shouldn't even say that to an old person anyway.
Right. They're like, God willing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I know.
Like, she was like 80. I'm not kidding.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she's all right.
She thought it was funny and she was like, I hope so.
course.
But, like, I also know, like, sometimes, you know, when you, like, you can find your people and, like, or you just, like, automatically think that, like, someone knows how you are.
Yeah, they'll, like, get it.
Yeah.
You think she gets you?
I hope so. She lives in Fairhaven. I hope to run into her again.
Let's hope.
She told me a lot.
Would you rather be added to a group chat of 10 moms or host play dates once a week for a year?
A group chat.
But you have to answer and, like, be, like, responsive.
Okay, you're adding stuff to it now.
Yeah, that's all I'm adding.
Yeah, I'd, like,
you can't just, like,
heart
sit there
or thumbs up things. But I'd also have no problem muting it and being like, oh, my phone can't go off at work. So right. I had to, like, silence it. You guys have a lot to say.
Okay.
I do too, just about the group chat, not in the group chat.
Find me in the walk-in.
Would you rather have your kid repeat something embarrassing you said about another parent or about their teacher?
Wait, would you rather have your kid repeat something
embarrassing you said about another parent to the parent or about the teacher to the teacher?
I guess it depends what it is.
No.
Oh, really?
Like, anything. Because if you said to your kid, like, oh, yeah, she's tough, and then he came back to school and he was like, well, my mom thinks that you're tough. Because, like, think about the things that you say that could be completely taken out of context.
The teacher.
Yeah, me too.
Just because, like, I don't have to be friends with them, but if it's, like, another parent and we're all in the same circle.
Oh, I was thinking I'd rather him repeat it to the parent, not the teacher.
Oh, I'd rather him repeat it to the teacher. I don't want to be involved with the parent. You know what I mean? I don't want any of that.
Right. So you're getting involved by them, like, repeating something to the parents, because now all of a sudden they're talking about you and what you said to your kid.
Yeah, that's why I said I'd rather them say it to the teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with the parents. Would you rather have a conversation with the I don't do screens mom or no, she can't eat that because it's not organic mom?
I mean, I think both are tough because it's like a hard no for both when you're not fully like that. Probably I can't do screens mom because I would love to pick her brain about
that's a good way
fuck to, she does
yeah that's a much. Good way to think about it.
Yeah,
same.
Like, okay, so like what are we doing when they get home?
Yeah in the winter.
Like, who are you?
What are you guys doing? Are you in the dead of winter on a snow day?
Yeah, I don't
know
any. You want
to rip your face off.
I don't know anyone that doesn't, like, do some sort of TV or screens.
I limit it, but nothing, like, crazy.
Yeah, same. I mean, not really, actually. We're, like, never home. So that's the limiting that I get.
Is that your last one?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have your group chat screenshots accidentally sent back to the group or a voice memo rant get played out where school pickup moms are
pretty permanent? Neither.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option. So I can just tell you from experience, I've sent a screenshot to a group chat accident and I would rather die. Like, I don't want that to happen. And I didn't notice it. My friend texted me and was like, are you insane? Because I meant to send it to her. Yeah, it was so bad.
But she was in the group chat.
I know, but haven't you ever been in a group chat and then you take it out of the group chat and, like, text
on the
side?
You want to comment on it? Did you send the comment with it, too?
Yeah, I screenshotted it. Oh, no, I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't screenshot it. Whatever the girl said, I responded.
Thinking you were talking to your friend.
Yes. And she goes, are you dumb? She goes, you sent that in the group text. And this was like way back where like there's no like edit, unsend. So I had to come up with like this elaborate like, yeah, never again. That's so bad. Yeah, that would be like my nightmare. I don't want to do that. I would rather have like any rant played out.
And just say it wasn't you.
Yeah, I'd be like, that bitch was crazy. My sister is crazy.
Me and my sister sound exactly like it. It's so weird.
Yeah, we do. People say that we do sound alike, so I could probably get away with it.
People say Ashley and I sound alike, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And anyways.
Okay, well, we solved that problem.
Would you rather hang out with me, or would you rather hang out with Kelsey? Don't answer that, because we only come together. Is that correct?
Yes.
Anyways, if you want to find us, we'll be at the soccer field on Saturday.
Yeah. I'll be solo, so pray for me. You'll be solo. You always are.
Yeah. Sorry. No, it's true. Pray for both of us.
Yeah.
But you're not – the good part about you is you're done 20 times earlier than me, and you get to leave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're early this
8:30 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I know.
We're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
We are. We're going to do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Good luck to you guys. Do the damn thing.
Guys, we're fine. Everything's going to be fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening.
No one else does.
We love you.
Bye.